now. Backstroke kicking with arms. Okay, whip your arm. Exit the water. Thumb first. Okay. And then you change from thumb lead.
Bubble breath. Ready? Here we go.
Bubble breath. Good boy. Bubble breath.
It's school holidays in Queensland, and the Archdiocese of Brisbane has been running a swim program for African refugee children who attend their Catholic primary schools. Doreen French helped coordinate the program.
The objective of Brisbane CAPED, I think, was to give them confidence in the water, not actually be able to swim, you know, 50 metres or whatever. Give them the confidence so that when they go back into their school community, they can join in with the other children in the swimming program. Because what we found with them is that they weren't, for lots of reasons. One, scared of the water. Two, parents didn't understand that swimming was part of the curriculum. So it was like, in some schools, segregating them.
Hi, I'm Marnie Harris, and I'm part of the swimming clinic at the Sunnybank Swimming Club at the moment.
Do you feel like your kids have improved a lot?
Oh, definitely. There's some kids that could hardly even swim at the start of the program. Some very, very scared in the water. But now we've got them, well, you could see before, jumping off the blocks and swimming to the side, no worries.
Ready, Michael, standing up.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go.
Some kids have been swimming for 4 or 5 years, but just basically working on their technique for those kids.
Yes, yep. Head back.
They'll now be able to go to public pools and even the beach and be able to take part in those kind of activities.
Paul is Sudanese. He's employed by Brisbane Catholic Education as a bilingual officer.
The age of these kids are ranging from 5 to 12. But most of the kids are from Sudan. And a few are from other African countries. One country is represented here is Rwanda. Yeah.
Then we went to Sudan, then we went to Egypt, then we went to Kenya, then we went to Brisbane.
How long did that take to go all the way from Sudan?
A long time. It takes 3 days.
3 days.
Three weeks, I mean.
We sleep in the rain.
I was 4, yeah. And then in Egypt I turned 5.
Then
in Kansas I turned 6. And here I turned 7, 8, 9.
They've been through a lot, some of these kids.
Could you swim
before you came for this course?
Yes.
No!
I learned about
it.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
I did.
No,
you didn't.
I did.
I think it's been successful. I think all the kids have really, really enjoyed themselves. And that's a main objective too, for them to be, you know, happy.
Bubble breath. Good boy, cough.